Good morning, folks. I'm Hayden Savage, news director for the Ecom News Network, ECNN. We've got a new program here. We're going to start with the Baxter Regional Medical Center. We call it the We Care About You update. Every week at this same time, we'll talk to folks from the Baxter Regional Medical Center, and they'll update us on COVID-19 in their hospitals. And this COVID-19 update is brought to you by Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. Joining us on the phone line now is Ron Peterson, president and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System, Stephanie Free, infection preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley. He's the director of marketing at Baxter Regional. So starting us off here on the We Care About You update, Ron, can you update us on the latest local Baxter Regional numbers?
Hayden, I can. I usually go through the state of Arkansas numbers here. Total cases in the state are 407,892,000. We have a total of 23,377 active cases. And we're at a new high for hospitalizations in the state of Arkansas. We're up to 1,435 COVID cases that are being hospitalized. And of those, 294 are on vents. And in the state of Arkansas, we've seen 6,346 deaths. As a system, Baxter Regional Medical Center system, we have tested 28,832 total cases. We've seen a total of 2,870 positive cases. We have admitted 764 cases to the hospital, currently we have 38 COVID patients in the hospital. That's about 25% of our total inpatient admissions right now. And of those 38 COVID cases, 11 are in the ICU. 9 of those cases are on ventilators. As far as employees at Baxter Regional Medical Center, we've had a total of 463 who have tested positive for COVID. 38 of those are currently active. And, of course, we ensure that if they are active, they're at home and they're in isolation and they are not working. On the vaccination side or on the immunization side, the state of Arkansas has moved up to 43.1% of the population being fully immunized. And Baxter County is at 35.5%, Baxter Regional has given out 20,598 doses of vaccine.
So, Ron, we're talking about COVID in your hospital and definitely an overflow of patients, but does the hospital have any concerns about not being able to treat the non-COVID patients, such as heart attack patients or stroke patients, with the current amount of people they're seeing?
Oh, Hayden, you're right. Those don't just stop, and we want to encourage people, if they're having a heart attack or if they believe they're having an emergency, please come into the hospital and get it checked out. We have staff to take care of the emergent. What we're going to do is kind of what I said. We are going to triage, and if it is an elective, something that's elective that can be done at a later date, we're probably going to postpone and do that a little later. We have noticed that the beds really in this whole area are very full in all the hospitals in the state of Arkansas. I think yesterday there was one ICU bed available in the whole state. And we noticed this past weekend, we transferred a patient all the way over to Kentucky because we couldn't find a bed in southern Missouri, and really in Missouri, because I think we even checked St. Louis. We were checking all over, and we ended up transporting that patient over to Kentucky. But we're here to take care of, if you're having some kind of emergency, we'll definitely take care of you. And like I said, we're probably going to triage. And if it's non-emergent, we're probably going to do that procedure a little later.
And again, we're talking to folks from Baxter Regional Medical Center about COVID-19 in their hospital. Now let's talk to Stephanie Free, infection preventionist. So Stephanie, how long does a person that has COVID need to wait until they can get the vaccine?
So as soon as they come out of isolation, they are eligible to get the COVID vaccine. And just a reminder of what that is if a person has mild COVID illness, they are to be in isolation for 10 days from the onset of symptoms. And they also, on that 10th day, have to have improvement in symptoms. They don't have to be completely gone because those symptoms can linger, but they have to be improved and be fever-free for 24 hours. If they meet that criteria on day 11, they can then come out of isolation. However, if they have more severe illness, so if they're sick enough to be hospitalized, then that isolation period turns into 20 days, with the improvement in symptoms and fever-free.
So let's talk to Tobias Pugsley. Now, Tobias, Baxter Regional has a new number for all things COVID-related. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Hayden. So through COVID, we've had multiple numbers for different things. So what we've done is we've consolidated all things COVID under what we're calling the Baxter Regional COVID-19 Resource Line. So what if you're interested in booking an appointment for a vaccine, if you're interested in booking an appointment for an infusion with a physician's order, if you're interested in booking a COVID-19 test, or you need to speak to a member of our COVID-19 hotline from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., you simply just have to call 870-508-7001, and it will easily route you to the correct place to get the information that you need.
And before we end this We Care About You update, Ron, do you have some final thoughts for us?
You know, I think that this is a community effort, and this is a community battle, and so we appreciate, as Tobias said, what everybody's doing to help the hospital. And probably the one way that everybody can help even the most is what Stephanie talked about, and that is go out and get a vaccine, wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your social distance or watch your distance between people.
Ron, Stephanie, and Tobias, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And this has been a We Care About You COVID-19 update here on K Country 95, brought to you by the Baxter Regional Medical Center.